Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. It is great to be here. You know, it's fun. Any time that I can get a good night's sleep, get focused, be up early in the morning, I was already at the beach. I mean, life is grand. And any time that I'm talking about connection, because you guys know, anybody that's followed our radio shows know that I have a passion for the law of connection. I believe that when you give to others, and that's your main agenda, sky's the limit on what will happen. And right now, we've started a new series. John Maxwell just put out a new book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, What the Most Effective People Do Differently. And I am just stoked about this. And today, we're in Chapter 2, Connecting is All About Others. And I'm going to tell you I can't think of a relationship that I've had that it hasn't been about other people. When you focus that way, it's amazing what will happen. I remember even in boot camp, looking at drill instructors, you know, it wasn't about them. You know, anybody that would come off the line, anybody that came from their main MOS and went to be a drill instructor, they did it because they had a passion to raise up better Marines, the next generation of Marines. And that's kind of where we're at today in this book. It's all about others. And ask yourself, have you ever been excited about sharing an experience with somebody? It was, you know, maybe you went to on a trip, you went and did something, and it was so exciting that you just wanted to get back and grab that other person and have them go with you and experience it. But yet, you might be out there and maybe you've got a new tour guide or maybe you go back and the place has changed or the food has changed or something. And it just wasn't that same experience. You either weren't connecting with the waiter or waitress, or you didn't connect with the tour guide, you know, and you thought, man, it wasn't like this. What happened? Well, most of the time we don't realize it is that law of connection. It is the fact that we've grown deep. And it's sad, but when you've got a waiter or a waitress, and I'll use that as an example, that are focused on themselves, they've had a bad day, the boss has been yelling at them, you know, something has happened, then you can sit there and it can be the most expensive, romantic, excellent meal. And yet, it isn't going to have that same connection. It isn't going to have that same experience because that person is more worried about themselves than you. And the same thing is our tour guide. John talks about a book where he took his wife to see some things in a different country and where the Amazon and all this was and how because their guide was all focused on himself and talking about what he'd learned, how that experience really sucked. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, man, isn't that the truth on everything? You know, how many times have you tried to strike up a relationship with somebody, but you wanted to talk about yourself? And we see it in movies all the time. I mean, think about this. You hear about the lines that some guy used or the line that a girl used. And you look at the movies and you see the big stud talking about himself and how bored the women are. Well, that's the way life is. They don't put stuff in movies because it doesn't really happen. And if you think about this for a second, you start to realize that if you want to be a leader, if you want to connect with people, then you need to be asking questions and listening to what those people have to say, not talking about yourself. When you start talking about yourself, when you start focusing on your agenda, then what happens is you lose the people. If you want to be a guide, if you want to guide people to the next level that they need to go on, if you want to guide people to success, then you have to be a listener. You have to be a connector. Otherwise, you're going to make the same mistake so many people make, and you're not going to connect. You're going to just see yourself as the center of the conversation. I see this in sales constantly, not just in network marketing, but in any type of sales. And it's sad because what happens is you see people write books and give seminars on all these sales techniques, the Ben Franklin close, how to overcome objections before they're even arisen, the art of persuasion, all this good stuff, when it really just narrows down to one thing. Connection. And if you get rid of your self-centeredness and you do it in every aspect of your life, then what's going to happen is you're going to find out that people are connecting with you. When you go into a sales situation, a recruiting situation, it doesn't matter what it is. if you will go into it with the mindset that it's about helping other people, you will find out very quickly that your life has changed, that your business has changed. It happens all the time. Too many times what we see is people with an ego. And we all have it, part of nature. But people that can't control their ego start to think of themselves based on the press of the people around them. They start to think that they are the center of everybody's influence. And in doing that, they fail. When you see a good, successful businessman, when you see a successful company, most of the time it's because there's underlying leaders that CEO or that chairman has raised up and mentored and constantly focused on. And in doing that, their business has grown. People have grown. This is the cool thing. When you're missing, anytime you feel like you've missed an incredible opportunity in life, it's usually because you're not connecting. If you look at good teachers, leaders, speakers that are focused on helping others, they don't look at themselves as the experts. They don't look at themselves as the know-it-alls. They're constantly growing and trying to mentor themselves. Those are the ones that are truly lifted up, because what happens is their audience, whether it's in person, in a group, on a DVD, CD, doesn't matter, their audience feels like that person knows what I'm talking about. That person knows how I feel. Matter of fact, most of the time when you look at this, you'll see people with this mindset. Connectors see themselves as coaches. They'll see themselves as guides. They'll see themselves as really, I guess, mentors, equippers, but very few of them see themselves just as a teacher or just as a trainer, because they know that it's got to be more than that. So many times you'll see professors and people will say, well, who was that professor that taught you this class? And they'll say, man, I don't remember. But yet you can ask them about a high school coach, and they can tell you about everything that person taught them. I believe one of the reasons that Art Williams has gone down in history as one of the greatest businessmen in the insurance industry is because he literally never stopped being a coach. He constantly was trying to coach other people. The funny thing is that when I look at my own career, I look back at 17, 18 when I started in business for myself, I wasn't that kind of a person. I didn't worry about the law of connection. Actually, what I was focused on was me, 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 me. I was young. I was a snot-nosed Marine, thought I knew it all, could kill anybody, do anything, and didn't listen to other people. As I grew through that, as I matured, I started to realize, you know what, if I'm going to be somebody, then I need to be nobody. I need to go out there and start trying to do my best to lift up other people. And even today, in my business model that I use, people will say, Troy, how do you make money? And I say, you know, we've been blessed. I mean, we got a few little affiliate accounts on our websites, and we influence people that way. And every now and then we do a little counseling and consulting work with businesses, and we make a little bit of money that way. But to me, it's not about how much money I'm making or what my business model is. I didn't do this to make a lot of money. I did it because I wanted to gain influence and to help other people. And I believe when you're helping other people and you gain influence in their life and you go out of your way to make sure that they win, that eventually the money catches up with you. And that's not something I made up. I mean, I remember Zig Ziglar teaching that years ago. The more people you help, the more money you make. And see, that really is the key. That was my light bulb moment, probably, is in listening to him and Art Williams talk. And I remember Art used to say, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. But yet every time I see somebody try to create a training program or try to create some kind of a sales process, it's never about helping other people. It's about how much money are they going to make. And if you guys get nothing else out of this today, I want you to get this one little phrase. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the people that we can touch, the lives that we touch. Wayne Hillman, who's the founder of Life Force International. One of the things that excites me about his story, and I did a little blog post on it a while back, I called it the greatest love story in network marketing. Because when Wayne launched his company, it wasn't because he wanted to go out and make a lot of money. It was because he was trying to find a formula that would take Jerry, his wife, out of the pain that she had on a daily basis. It was about something bigger than himself. As I was preparing yesterday to shoot my second video on all their products, it just blew my mind and amazed me how many different little products they have now that help all kinds of people, not just his wife, but it all stemmed from his heart. It all stemmed from the passion of trying to help somebody else. See, connecting is never about us. It's about the person that we're communicating with. It's about the person that we're trying to add value into their lives. See, when we're trying to connect with people, if we realize that there is no agenda except theirs, if we focus on that person's agenda, period, if we look at ourselves and say, you know what, I'm put on this life to help other people, you will grow. A lot of great leaders start out this way, and then somewhere along the lines they lose that focus. And all of a sudden it comes about them, it becomes their brand, it becomes their reputation, it becomes about their ego. In other words, they become inward focused. And you guys have heard this all along. You'll hear people say, don't try to recreate the wheel. Duplicate what we do. And in principle, I agree with that. Except when all of a sudden that leader has taken you as far as you can go, and in which time you need to branch out and become the leader yourself. So you have to change your focus from inward to outward. And if you will focus on your team, if you will focus on your spouse, if you will focus on your family, sky's the limit. I've got a lot of faults as a husband, as a father, as a dad, as a man. But one thing that I've always tried to do is put my family first. Sometimes my boys would agree that I've done that, and other times they would probably tell you I haven't. And they would probably be right on both cases. I had a gentleman the other day say, Troy, as a grandpa, I could not go out of my way to try to take care of my grandkids. My sons and daughters were screw-ups. I'd tell them, you got to swim or drown. But I don't see it that way. And I guess it goes back to the fact that I know I didn't raise my kids as well as other people might have. I did the best I could. But I realized that God told me to leave an inheritance to my grandkids. Well, part of that inheritance is a legacy. It's raising them up, giving them a home where they can feel secure, a home where they know their mom and dad when they're in town, but when they're not, a place that they know is love, a place that's family. See, that's about the law of connection. It's about putting others first. I had a guy not too long ago say, Troy, you don't have as much money as other network marketers do. I said, no, that's true, but I do have a bigger family than most. And it's because we love our family. We do everything we can. I'll drive a 10-year-old car in order to make sure that my daughters and my granddaughters have the opportunity to enjoy the life that I have lived in certain areas. See, the law of connection is always about the other person. It's never about you. And if you want to connect with others, in short phrase, man, you got to get over yourself. It's that plain and simple. You have got to get over yourself. It's not about you. It's not about your ego. It's not about your fame. It's about taking care of others. And there's a few things that cause this. There's a few things that we all have to go through. And if we can learn these and we can move through them, we're going to be better off. Number one, immaturity. I told you, at 17 and 18, it was all about me. When I began leading, when I began communicating, you know, that's exactly what it was about. I wasn't building a team. I wasn't building our team. I was building my team. That's one of the things that frustrates me today when I hear people say, I built a team of 120,000. They didn't build squat. They might have brought in 7, 8, 9 people. They might have been a Todd Falcone or a Mark Weiser and brought in 50 or 60 personally. They didn't bring in no 120,000 people. They didn't build a million-person organization. It's about a team. That shows a lack of maturity. Maturity is the ability to see and act on behalf of others. Immature people just don't see that. John puts it this way. Maturity is the ability to see and act on the benefit of others. Immature people don't see things from someone else's point of view. They rarely concern themselves with what's best for others. In many ways, they act like little children. And I can attest to that. My two-year-old granddaughters, it's not about other people. It's just about them. It's their toy. It's their food. It's their, it's my. Hopefully, we'll grow out of that as we grow older. But immaturity causes an issue. The other thing that causes people not to connect, ego. This is huge, and I've spoken on this, and I don't know how many radio shows. We just went through this in Tom Hopp's book, you know, Time Out. John says this: there's a very real danger for people with public professions to develop an unhealthy, strong ego. Leaders, speakers, and teachers can develop an inappropriate sense of their own importance. That's why, you know, one of the things that we do on our blog is we allow our critics to make comments. In most network marketing blogs, that's unheard of. People don't want debate. They don't want conflict. They don't want criticism. They only want the positive side of things. We put up everything. Matter of fact, I had a guy the other day, he's new to our community, and he wrote, "Why did you take down that blog post about so-and-so? Was it because there was no negative criticism?" Well, this guy's just looking for his 15 minutes of fame. So I politely wrote him back and took his comment live and said, "No, if you'd have done your research and looked under the right category, you'd have seen they're still there with all their comments." See, folks, you've got to get rid of your ego. It's not about you. It's about all the other people. It's not about what you say about yourself. It's about what other people are going to say when you're dead. Do you want to be known as a hero for a few years and then people forget who you are? Or do you want to leave a legacy so that your great-great-great-grandchildren say, "You know what? Way back when, our great-great-great-great-grandpappy said so-and-so, and that's been the motto that our family's lived by. It's been all about other people. He said, never worry about yourself." See, that's the key. One of the other reasons that people seem never to connect is a failure to value everyone. See, this is great, and John writes it better than I could ever articulate it. He says, "Today I see my purpose as adding values to others. It has become the focus of my life, and anyone who knows me understands how important it is to me. However, to add values to others, one must first value others." Whoa. In the early years of my career, I didn't do that. I was so focused on my own agenda that I often overlooked and ignored many people. If they weren't important to my cause, they didn't get my time or attention. How many of us are like that today? I've got on a 3x5 card, "People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care." I had one of my colleagues, a good friend, runs a dynamic website, say, "Troy, I don't take the time to answer comments. Why do you do that?" I said, "So people know that I care." See, one of the things that we'll be doing this next month is we'll be moving to video comments. Every comment, I'm going to try to shoot a small video and respond because I want them to see that I really do care. I believe words are phenomenal. Content is king, but when you can see a person's eyes, when you can hear what they have to say, it goes so much further. Another sad thing about people that don't connect is their insecurity. See, I know leaders that they're their own best friends. They can talk about themselves and how cool and how great they are and how wonderful they are and how powerful they are and all the great stuff they've done. But sadly, it's all because of insecurity. See, when you're totally secure, then you realize it's about other people. See, and that's something that I've learned. I didn't grow up in a home where, actually, I grew up in a home where I had mixed conflict statements, if you will, where you were told you could do anything under the sun, and then you were told how stupid you were and how dumb that was. So you get a lot of conflict going. Nowadays, it just doesn't matter to me. I can thank the Marine Corps for that. I just do. I don't get it perfect all the time, but people know where my heart's at, and they know that I care about them and the outcome. See, even when we decide, and Jimmy and I do this a lot, even when we decide to talk about a company that's controversial, We do it in a way so that people can just make up their own minds. This is America. This is the home of the free. If you want to join a company that's controversial, one that could be a scam, one that might be hurting people, that's your prerogative. My goal is not to stop you from doing that. I just want you to know all the facts as we know them. Get it out there in the open. There's a gentleman a few years ago that was able to buy the coffee company called Gloria Jeans. His name's Nabi Salih is his name. He's out of Dubai. And it was amazing when he launched this. Well, he actually was a franchisee first and then launched and bought this company. But as he looked at the company and as he took control and as they expanded worldwide, here's what he said. We aren't in the coffee business serving people. We're in the people business serving coffee. Now, let me tell you something. When I read that in John's book here, I wrote that down. That will be a new motto for mine. Because I believe that we are not in the network marketing business serving people. We're in the people business using network marketing. We're not radio hosts sharing information with people. We're hosting people using the radio to get that information out. See, when you start looking at that one little phrase, it's like, holy Toledo, this opens up a whole new paradigm. All of a sudden, you realize you're not trying to sell internet tools, you're not trying to sell go-go juice, what you're trying to do is you're trying to serve people, plain and simple. It's all about other people, it's never about you. When you start to connect with people, when you're in front of people, when you're building a team, you need to take this away, get a pen and paper. There's three questions people are always asking about you. And if you can understand this, if you focus on this, if you get the right attitude, if you know where you're going, then the sky will be the limit. But you have to know the answers to these three questions that people are always asking themselves when they're looking at you, when they're looking at anybody. I mean, you do the same thing. Doesn't matter if it's a guest, a colleague, a friend, an employee. These are the three questions. Write these down. Number one, do you care about me? When you're in front of a room, when you're talking on a three-way, when you're trying to get your spouse to make love to you, doesn't matter what the event is, here it is, do you care about me? And John says this, think about the best experience you've had with people in your life. Really stop, give it a good, I mean, think about the best experiences. What do they all have in common? And it was the mutual connection between the people. Always, because they cared about each other. The greatest epics in history, every great movie, every great war story, every great love story, every great political coup was about people who had connection, whose leader cared about them. That's the key, folks. And John writes this, what's wonderful is that you can broaden your ability to care about others beyond your personal social circle. If you can learn to care about others, you can connect with them. You can help them, and you can make both your life and their life better. It doesn't matter what your profession is. Take a look and make it happen. And that is so, so true. When I look at that, it's like, man. And he put some quotes in here that I think are phenomenal. He says, in business, you can't make others, another fellow feel important in your presence if you secretly feel that he's a nobody. That was by the national speaker, Les Giblin. You can't make people feel good if you think they're nobody. You got to care about them. In politics, if you win a man to your cause first, if you would win a man to your cause first, convince him that you're his sincere friend. See, if you want somebody to become a crusader for what you're doing, then you better make them a friend. That was by Abe Lincoln. In the entertainment world, some singers want the audience to love them. I love the audience. That was by some legendary Italian opera tenor, and I can't even pronounce his name. And this is a real good one here. I give a speech over because I love people, and I want to help them. See, that's cool. That was Norman Vincent Peale. See, folks, think about that for a second. Do you care about the people? If you care about the people from the bottom of your heart, then you're going to want to connect with them above and beyond anything else. It's not about the money. It's not about the list that you're building. It's none of that. It's purely about helping them win. That's the key. The second question that they ask is, can you help me? This is what pisses me off when I talk to CEOs and they're telling me how they've hired these people to create these powerful presentations where they're closing everybody all through the presentation. Man, that's so antiquated, it's pathetic. Here's what matters. Can you help me? I have a hurt. I have a need. I have a desire. Can you help me fulfill the void with what you're offering me? See, nobody wants to be sold. Everybody wants to be helped. See, that's the kicker. If you can help people, sky's the limit right across the board. That's not a new saying. That's an old saying that most people have forgotten about. Can you help me? See, I think about that and it's like, wow. See, people don't care about the features. They don't care about anything. They want to know the benefits. Will this help me? Will this take care of me? The reason Zango and Monavi and some of these other juice companies in network marketing have kicked butt is because they've been able to provide something that people needed. And the third one is, can I trust you? See, this is the third question that people ask. Can I trust you? These three questions add up to the law of connection. And when you understand that, man, I'm telling you, you can go anywhere you want. Jimmy, take it away.
Well, I wanted to add one final question that is often running around in people's minds. I mean, everything you touched on is so appropriate that it's not even funny. But there is one final question, especially in our industry, and that is the question, can I do this? Because one of the most overwhelming things, and you and I have talked about this, Troy, on numerous occasions, calls from people or talk to people where they say, well, you've got a radio show, you've got this video blogging presence, you know, I can't do what you do, I can't be you. And that concept of, can I do this? You see, I recently had a conversation with Dondi Scamacci, our friend Dondi, and Dondi, we were talking about how and folks, if you haven't read Dondi Scamacci's books, you need to do that, because she's a female version of John Maxwell, by the way. Definitely. Troy will be the first one to beat that drum and tell you. Am I right, brother?
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, before I get too far down this rabbit hole, we were talking about how she's come to realize in her association with people in all of the mentoring classes and everything that she does for corporate America and everything, that one of the best within the network marketing industry. And she asked me to give her a definition of what network marketing is. And I've heard, over the years, I've heard two really good definitions. And after I did that, she said, Jim, why don't you combine those into one, and then I think you've got an excellent definition. And I took her advice. I want to share that with you today, folks, as to what Dondi saw in our industry and continues to see on an ongoing basis. Network marketing can easily be defined as nothing more than a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it, whereby all you need to do to succeed is get a large group of people to duplicate a few simple tasks consistently over time. Definitions from different leaders that I've been mentored by over the years combined into one that I really think says it all. And that's from an outsider who was a skeptic of our industry, looking into our industry and having discovered the value of mentorship, and that it is truly the key of connecting with people, like Troy's been talking about all morning on this specific episode of Radio for Your Mind. Troy, I love talking with that woman because every conversation that I've ever had with her, she finds something to tweak and make it better.
Sure. Can you repeat that? Because your phone cut out just for a second. Can you repeat that actual definition?
Network marketing can be defined as a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Come successful.
That right there says it all.
Is get a large group of people to duplicate a few simple tasks consistently over time. And as Troy mentioned many times throughout the Radio for Your Mind broadcasts, as John Maxwell mentions in all of his books, as Art Williams has iterated over and over again, nobody cares, how much you know until they know how much you care. Troy, thank you for everything you do for our industry.
Thank you, buddy. And folks, thank you for hanging out with us on Radio for Your Mind. I tell you what, I'm excited. Tomorrow, Connecting Goes Beyond Words. Hey, that was a good segue where I talked about we were going to be doing some video comments. So, be with us tomorrow, Radio for Your Mind. Go out there today, live life like it's an epic adventure, and have a fantastic day. Bye now.